This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. We begin first and foremost with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most high, the most majestic, the most merciful. We praise Allah as He is the only one worthy of all of our praise in entirety exclusively. We thank Allah as He is the most deserving of our gratitude. We ask Allah for guidance as He is the one who guides and deems who will be misguided. We ask Allah for assistance as He is the most powerful and He needs the assistance of no one. We ask the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is our Creator and He is the All-Seeing and He is aware of our weaknesses and inabilities. We ask Allah to protect us from ourselves, from our own poor choices, and from the evil within us and the evil consequences of our sins. And we bear witness that our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the only one worthy of worship alone. And we bear witness that His beloved Messenger and servant and slave, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the last and final Messenger sent to all mankind as a mercy and as a guide and as a role model. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower him and his family and his companions and all those who follow his way with peace and mercy and compliments and salutations and blessings until the end of time. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do, let us remember and remind one another to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be in the mindset that we are commanded to be in this month and in all of our times on this earth and this dunya, to protect ourselves from the displeasure and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by fulfilling what He commanded and staying away from what He prohibited. It feels like just yesterday we were expecting the month of Ramadan to come upon us. And now the month is coming to a conclusion. This is the last Jumu'ah of this month. Today is the 28th day according to when we started. And there are but a few nights left. And the fact that this month is coming to an end is part of the sunnah of Allah and His creation, as everything in this dunya will eventually come to an end. That is the nature of this dunya. That is what the dunya is by definition. It is something temporary and it is something fleeting. And it is something deceptive. And the deceptive nature of this dunya is it creates a false sense of comfort to where we forget about the fact that it is going to end and expire. But there is nothing more truthful about this dunya except that it will come to an end and everything within it will come to an end. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. Everything from the creation of Allah will eventually come to an end. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has no beginning and no ending. And so as we reflect over the fact that this beautiful month that we love, and as much as we don't want it to end, even though there's a lot of struggle and there's a lot of effort and there's a lot of fatigue, it's not easy to be fasting in a hot summer day while you still have to go to work and you still have to go to school and you still have to do everything that you have to do in your daily life. And then on top of that, we encourage you, come to the masjid and salatul taraweeh, and in the last 10 nights tahajjud, and then people are asking you to increase in your sadaqah. All of that requires effort and that takes a toll. And you may experience some amount of physical fatigue, and that's okay. It's okay to have a little bit of fatigue because you are engaging in a business transaction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises to purchase your wealth and your lives and what you have and give you Jannah in exchange. And nothing that we have can pay the price of Jannah, but that's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً. The commodity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very expensive. أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ. The commodity of Allah is Jannah. And so as we reflect over this ending and the fact that everything in dunya comes to an end, we should also remember that we also will come to an end as well. Some people in our very own community did not even live to the end of this blessed month. They began it with us, but now they have been buried beneath the ground. And when we think about our ending, we should ask ourselves, what is it going to be like? There is a concept that we have in our deen. It's called Husnul Khatima. To have a beautiful ending. To end on a strong and powerful and positive and good note. To end our lives, to end our period of stay in this dunya in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on this topic, we are reminded of a very, very scary hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One that would make the hair of the scholars stand up. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said an authentic hadith recorded in the book of Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna ahadakum la ya'malu bi 'amali ahli al-jannah حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل النار فيدخلها." وإن أحدكم ليعمل بعمل أهل النار حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل الجنة فيدخلها. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that some of you will be engaging in the actions of the people of Jannah. Everything that you are doing, the people that will enter into Jannah, that's what they were doing. You're on the right track. You're on a path and an action plan that leads only to Jannah. But then that path gets interrupted. And when that path becomes interrupted, then that person then engages in the actions of the people of the hellfire. فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ. And that is the time when the decree of Allah comes down that that's when they will die. So they end up leaving this dunya in a state of being, in the actions of the people of hellfire, so they will enter into the hellfire. And likewise, the Prophet ﷺ also gave us a reason for optimism. That somebody will be engaging in the actions of the people of the hellfire. You look at this person and you look at what they're doing. They're on a path that leads nowhere else other than to the doom of the hellfire. May Allah protect us all. Except they interrupt that path. And they change their ways to become the actions of the people of Jannah. فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ. And so the decree of Allah that they will die comes at that time when they are engaging in the actions of the people of Jannah. And they die. And so they are admitted into Jannah. And what we learn from this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ is just like as the popular saying and the metaphor goes, that you don't look in a race to who is leading in the beginning. Because things can change. And there can be curves in the racetrack. And someone can trip. And someone else can get a burst of energy. But you look to who is at the front of the race at the end of the race. And that is the khatima. That is the ending. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in an authentic hadith, من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه. That individual that loves the meeting with Allah, that is longing and looking forward to the meeting with Allah, Allah is also longing and loving and looking forward to the meeting with that servant. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَ. And the one that is hateful and not looking forward to the meeting with Allah, Allah also is not looking forward to meeting that servant. But Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in her intelligence, may Allah bless her, our mother, she asked a question that perhaps many of us have on our minds as well. She said, O Messenger of Allah, كُلُّنَا يَكْرَهُ الْمَوْتِ. She said, O Messenger of Allah, all of us, we have some discomfort when it comes to death. Nobody sits there fantasizing about death. It's something scary. Nobody is looking forward to the moment of dying. Nobody is looking forward to the moment of leaving their family and their friends and their wealth and their comfort and their luxury and going into a place unknown. Nobody died and came back to tell us what it's like. We will only know what it's going to be like when we experience it, other than what Allah and His Messenger have described to us. So how, O Messenger of Allah, when we all have this discomfort? And the Prophet ﷺ said, no, it's not like that, Aisha. You've misunderstood, Aisha. But rather, al-mu'min, the believer, when they're at the time, just before their death, and the angel of death is going to extract their soul. And they will be given bushra. They will be given glad tidings. Congratulations. Then they know that what is to come next is only far better and greater. It's a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they long for the meeting with Allah. And Allah loves to meet them as well. As opposed to that individual, when the angel of death comes upon them to remove their soul, and it will be an arduous and a painful process because that soul does not want to leave that body. And they do not have congratulations. They realize that what is to come next is punishment and torment because they lived a life of ghafla, of heedlessness, a life of disobedience of Allah. A life of not seizing the opportunities that Allah gave them to come closer to their Creator. Like what we have right now in this month of Ramadan. Opportunities to come closer to Allah. So because they know that what is to come next is not enjoyable, they hate that meeting. They don't want to meet Allah. They don't want the Day of Judgment to come. And Allah likewise does not love to meet them. يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ. Allah told us in the Qur'an, on such a day when some faces will be illuminated and bright, and other faces will be in a state of darkness, having no light. And those that have the light on their faces, it's because they lived a life of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those that have lights devoid of faces devoid of light, it is because they lived a life devoid of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are some people, as this hadith told us, that live a life of sinful behavior, that live a life of heedlessness, a life in which they expect this dunya, or at least they're behaving as if they expect this dunya to go on forever. But before that time comes to an end, they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. And that is the mindset that we need to have now, as we are about to witness the ending and the closing of this blessed month. My dear brothers and sisters, we've been on different levels on this month. Some of us, mashallah, have been working so hard, sacrificing sleep, sacrificing wealth, putting in so much effort to do extra ibadah, extra Qur'an. They pushed themselves. They felt tired, but they said, you know what, it's okay. Ramadan only comes once this year. What if I don't live to next Ramadan? They gave it their best. May Allah accept from them. There are other people who put in a moderate amount of effort. Alhamdulillah, Ramadan, they were happy. They did something extra than what they would have done outside of the month of Ramadan, but not that much. They could have done more, but they didn't. But my dear brothers and sisters and elders, there are some of us who our lives didn't really change very much, if anything at all, from before this month and during the month. It didn't make a big difference. Maybe we fasted, but at the end of the day, we ate so much, we made up for all of the lack of food anyways. Maybe we came to the masjid a couple more times, but we didn't really give it our full attention. Our heart really wasn't in it. We were called upon for sadaqah, but we're like, sick and tired of these fundraisers. We were encouraged to read more Qur'an, but we said, I don't know how to read. And these translations are boring. We were called upon by friends or family members or desires or other distractions that kept us from giving it our 100%. And if any of us here feel that we might fall into that category, then let us remember this hadith. That a person will be doing the actions of the people of hellfire, but you know what? They changed that road just before the ending. And that completely changes their condition for eternity. So although we are on the 28th day of Ramadan, and although we have passed that famous 27th night that so many people give high regard to, so much so that they end up behaving as if it's the day of Eid and there's no more Ramadan after that, which is problematic, Ramadan is still not over. And the chances of Laylatul Qadr are still not over. If we have not shed one tear in the past 28 days, we still have an opportunity to shed some tears, longing for the mercy of Allah. If we did not open the Qur'an and read it, if we forbade our eyes from looking at the words of Allah, we still have an opportunity to allow these eyes to witness the words of Allah, so that these eyes can witness for us on the Day of Judgment. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah tells us in the Qur'an, on the Day of Judgment, their eyes and their ears and their hands, their feet, their vision will be a witness against them on the Day of Judgment. People will be shocked. They'll talk to their own limbs, like, what are you doing? We're part of the same team. You're a part of my body. You're witnessing against me? وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ مَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. They said to their own flesh, why are you witnessing against me? We are one and the same. قَالُوا أَنْطَقَنَا اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْطَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah is the one that gave us tongues and the ability to speak now. The one that gave everything the ability to communicate. And you behaved in this dunya as if there was not going to be any meeting with Allah. We behaved in this Ramadan, some of us, as if it would go on forever, or as if there was nothing really special about it. And if that was the case, then we still have the opportunity to change that behavior before the ending comes. And take that as a metaphor, that we still have the opportunity to change our lives before that ending comes. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم.
قولوا ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
Repent to Allah, for He is the most forgiving and most merciful.
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
If you see any space in front of you, please fill it up right now and move forward as much as you can.
There is a lot of space here in front of the chairs. Please, brothers, move forward as much as you can to make space for those that are coming. Come close to one another. Allah will increase the barakah in the gathering. Barakallahu fikum. As we come to the conclusion of this blessed month, two things that we should be mindful of. Is number one, let us not fool ourselves by thinking that we have achieved something so great that we have done Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a favor. Whether we worked so hard, or just a little bit, or not very much at all, we have not brought benefit to anyone except our own selves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our ibadah, but we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting our ibadah from us. That's number one. And number two, although there is some sadness when thinking about the departure of this blessed month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to rejoice and be happy. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Complete the appointed time of Ramadan and glorify Allah and exalt Allah and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has guided you to be able to engage in ibadah in this month and blessed you to witness yet another month of Ramadan. And that's why making takbir is of the sunan, of the prophetic practices of the night before Eid. The night before Eid, we begin by increasing in takbir. In the masajid, in the homes, in the marketplaces, in the streets, wherever we go. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar should be on our tongues and our minds and our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that guided us and blessed us to be able to do any of the good that we did. And we seek His pleasure and we seek acceptance from Him. Let us also remember about Zakatul Fitr. Some of the ulama of tafsir, they extrapolated Zakatul Fitr from the verse in Surah Al-A'la, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Allah says, He is successful, the one that did zakah, that did purification. They said, this is the purification of zakatul fitr. Purification from any mistakes or shortcomings or mishaps during the month of Ramadan. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. And made mention of His Lord, Allahu Akbar, and صَلَّى. Some of the salaf said, صَلَاتُ Eid. So let us not forget to make sure that we pay our zakatul fitr if we have not done so. And of course, the masjid here facilitates that for you and delivers it to the needy. As we conclude, let us remember to never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us yearn for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and for His forgiveness. I swear by Allah, the one who is forgiven in this month has nothing to be afraid of. And the one who this month ends and they have not been forgiven has lost everything. رَغِمَ أَنْفُهُ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ وَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. May his nose be rubbed in the dirt. The one who witnessed Ramadan and did not seize the opportunity to be forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened all the doors of forgiveness for us. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا وأكرم نزلنا. We ask Allah to forgive us and to pardon us and to protect us, to conceal our sins, to erase the record of our sins. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wa'atiq riqabana min an-nar. We ask Allah to forgive us and to have mercy upon us and to save our necks from the hellfire. Rabbana ighfir lana wa liwalidina. We ask Allah to forgive us and forgive our parents. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbawna sighara. We ask Allah to have mercy upon them as they raised us when we were young children. O Allah, you are the one who said in the Quran, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy has encompassed everything. O Allah, we beg you to accept us into your mercy. O Allah, your mercy is what we seek. O Allah, we are here in this masjid calling upon you, O Allah, your servants. Some of us have worshipped you tirelessly in this month. O Allah, some of us amongst us here are pregnant mothers. O Allah, some of us are mothers who gave birth. O Allah, some of us are those who are ill. O Allah, some of us worked very long hours. O Allah, we did not worship you as much as you deserved in this month. But we ask your forgiveness, O Allah. We ask your mercy. Allahumma arhamna fa anta bina rahim. O Allah, you are the one who said in the Quran, wa kana bil mu'minina rahima. He is the one who is especially merciful with the believers. O Allah, we ask you to not allow this month of Ramadan to conclude except that you have forgiven us. O Allah, we ask you that you do not let this month of Ramadan to conclude except that we are encompassed within your mercy. O Allah, we ask that as you have gathered us here in your house, that you gather us with our beloved messenger in the highest levels of Jannah that you have prepared for your righteous servants. Ibadallah, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم. Remember Allah, He will make mention of you. اشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم. And be grateful to Allah, He will increase you. ولذكر الله أكبر. The remembrance of Allah is the greatest. اللهم اختم لنا شهر رمضان برضوانك والنجاة والعتق من النار. اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم أن نلقاك وخير أعمالنا خواتيمها. O Allah, make the best days of ours the day that we meet you. And O Allah, make our best actions, our final actions in this life. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.